everyone. Welcome back to the Add to My Playlist podcast. I have a very unique guest today. I'm a big fan. I'm a musician as well, but my guest today, it takes music to another level, and I'm super excited to have my guest on today. We're going to be talking about not just about the music that she loves and that she does and performs so well, but also a movie that she also created on her iPhone, which is an amazing feat to do that. And my guest today, Ching Jewel, is on. Ching, welcome to the podcast. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Dave. So great to see you in person, because I heard your voice on Clubhouse.
I know. We are Clubhouse buddies, and every time I hear you in a room, you bring so much value. You're a great contributor on Clubhouse, and I love coming into those rooms when you're speaking, because you offer so much great content for us on Clubhouse. So it's great to see you on the screen as well.
Thank you for having me.
So talk a little bit about Clubhouse. How did you find Clubhouse, and what do you love about being on Clubhouse and building community there?
Okay, Clubhouse. I live in Clubhouse now. I'm just kidding. I was introduced by a youngin at first, and says, we're going to have a meeting on Clubhouse. That was very, very early, 2020, I believe. 2020.
Wow.
Yeah. And I didn't really take it seriously. So, yeah. And then until 2021, sometime in February, and another youngins are people who support Andrew Yang when he was running for primary presidential campaign. So another youngin introduced me, and then I slowly, a month later, I joined. And then I went into room by room, and I learned so many things, you know, social media. I started to build my Instagram, and I started to use more Twitter. Before that, I do have accounts, but I just wasn't very active. So I like about it because it's a learning platform for me, and also connecting with people. And I have actually met a lot of great filmmakers, musicians, and people like you, and yeah, podcasters and experts in many different directions. So I learned so much. Yeah, I love it.
Amazing. And again, you are a great contributor. I want to remind everybody, when I go into a room and I see you on stage talking or contributing, that you're just a great person to listen to. And I know I'm in the right space. If you're there, I know I'm in the right space. So it's glad. I'm so glad to connect with you on this. And for those listening, this is, again, the Add to My Playlist podcast. And we talk about music. And you're thinking, Dave, where are we going? This is what's so unique is having Ching on the podcast, is that Ching did a movie and she recorded it on her iPhone, and it is spectacular. And you take us on a journey in this movie. And part of the movie is a great soundtrack of amazing music and amazing musicians from, it seems like, from a variety of different areas that you pulled together for the soundtrack. So we're going to be talking about the music for the couple songs from there that are here on Spotify that you can listen to. But Ching, tell us a little bit about the movie. How did this all start? And where was the idea to shoot an entire movie on an iPhone? I'm enthralled by this.
Thank you, Dave. Well, back a little bit, I have been using camcorders or different machines to shoot since late 1980. And early 1990. But I did not know how to shoot. I just shoot with my instinct feelings about compositions. So I recorded many things. At the very beginning, it was very organic reason, is because I'm very close to my mother. So I live in the United States, and my mother lives in China alone. So I record things for her. And then I will send videos periodically back to China, and just show her how I live, how I study, how, you know, stuff like that around me. So so I accumulated probably 600 tapes, you know, all these years. So, and then when I moved to New York City about 24 years ago, and I was busy, and I had a child. Now my son is 23 years old.
Wow.
So yeah, so when he finally grew up, and he now, I brag about my biggest contribution is that he became a professional violist at 22. He joined the Pittsburgh Symphony last year.
Wow,
Yeah, he
nice.
plays. He didn't even graduate from Juilliard that year. He already won the audition, but then he graduated from Juilliard and then he went to Pittsburgh. So,
Wow.
so when he was about 8 years old, that was 2008. I said I'm going to get some real education about how to shoot videos and making films. So I went to NYU. I took a short course. In 6 weeks, I learned from writing to shooting to lighting to sound to the whole spiel. And that really puts me in a very good track because I know how to edit. Then I start to make videos. So to this day, on my YouTube channel, which is Jewel Media, I have 900 plus videos that I made. So back to how I made my Young Gun Diary is a kind of a accidental. This child was born out of wedlock, actually. It was never planned to make a documentary. Although before that, I already made shorts, 10 minutes, 12 minutes. I made a video, I call video like Black Lives Matter. Actually, the footage was used by a German broadcast company. And yeah,
Wow.
they bought my footage, some of my footage. So they liked my content. But for Young Gun Diary, I already know how to shoot. I love capturing events, because I have a YouTube channel. So I already capture all the things like a protest, a rally mostly, and all the music stuff and all the events. So someone told me there is a rally in Washington Square Park on May 14th, 2019, and Andrew Yang is going to be there. I was like, who is Andrew Yang? I don't know him. And then my girlfriend is a fan of him. My girlfriend said, I'm coming from Boston. I'm going to stay in your house. And then, I'm going to the rally. I say, oh, if you go to rally, I go to rally too, So it was just the curiosity. So, but it turns out she didn't show up for whatever reason. I forgot. And so I went by myself anyway, because I already made a schedule, because I teach violin. I switch all my violin student to another day. And, that was a Tuesday, I believe. I believe. And it was already scheduled. So I went with my iPhone because it's small, it's easy. I'm not gonna carry a big camera with a microphone and stuff like that. So I went, and I went really early. I don't know, I don't remember why I went so early. I went like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and Gian didn't show up until 7:30. So I stood in the front row because I went to the platform in the back. There's like a press all there, like big cameras, gigantic cameras from NBC, whatever. And then I put my skinny tripod next to them, right? Because I have a press pass. I'm a New York City police. I have a credential. So I stood next to them, right? And then very quickly, I was driven away. I said, no, you cannot stay here. Probably they think I'm like some amateur person because I have an iPhone, So I was like, I was like an SU, So I went to the front of the podium, like 10 feet away, and then I just stood there for 3 hours. I got the best spot.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I stood there. Finally, you hear music, you hear people running around, they put the people on the stage. And so anyway, and Andrew Yang came, and I was still not knowing who he was, so they just kept shooting. And then I turn around, I see all these people, like sea of people there. I was like, this Andrew Yang must be pretty good. Why so many people? So, and then I start to interviewing people when the rally, when his speech was over, and many people went to shake his hand, ask him, autograph and stuff. And I could not, compete with these people because too many people there. So I just turn around and start to interview people. It was a rainy day, I remember. So I interview probably 4 or 5 people, and some of the footage is used in the film.
Nice.
And yeah, and from then on, people start to ask me. Then every event I go, I put a video on my YouTube channel. So that was also on my YouTube channel. If you go back to see, 2019, sometime.
Wow.
Yeah, and then after that, people, I was impressed, but I wasn't impressed. It's like I still kind of in the middle, and then people start to invite me to do more canvassing, phone banking, many event. I just went, I just went, and I keep shooting and keep shooting. So eventually, I went to another very important event was June 4th, June 4th. June 4th, 2019. I went to a fundraising event. By then, I was starting to become more interested in Andrew, so I actually have to pay money to get in as a donor. And then I set my camera really close. I paid $500 actually to
Well,
go to shoot
yeah.
him. They should pay me $500.
Really.
So I set my camera really close to him, and I got some really great shots. And I also made a question, asked him a question, and yeah. And then they gave us a book, his first book I read about him, his writing. It's called A War on Normal People, The War on Normal People.
Okay.
That book really sold me. That book, I read that, I start to, appreciate his point of view, his campaign messages. So yeah, from then on, I'm nonstop. Nobody asked me to go anywhere. I just every week I look for things online. There's like a website called what is it called? Escape to me. There's a website you can go in to do volunteer work, and yeah, so
Nice.
yeah, ended up I went to Iowa for 2 weeks and New Hampshire for 3 weeks.
Wow. So you ended up on the road.
Yeah, I went
Wow.
to, yeah. So, but it's a momentum little by little built. It's not one day I all of a sudden became, such an activist.
Right.
But I was really moved by people. I don't think I was even like a huge grouper of Andrew Yen. I never seen anything like this before. I was never part of any campaign. And just watching people being so passionate about this cause, and I just want to capture them,
Nice. Wow. And I love that you took your knowledge, what you learned, and you applied it and you went out and did it. And like, again, all of the professionals with their big cameras and fancy budgets and lots of money. And there you are, front row in the rain for hours waiting for your chance, right? That sometimes you don't have to have all the big fancy equipment. You just have to have the desire to capture the moment like you did. It's amazing.
Thank you.
I
Thank
love
you.
it. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the songs in the movie
Yeah.
that are featured in the soundtrack. I know we kind of went back and forth through email about what you want to talk about today. What song stands out for you that we talked about that are here, it's available here on Spotify that you want to start with that would kind of be a great starting point that we can invite people to add this song to their playlist. Which one would you like to start with?
Well, all of them are so dear to me, and the way I insert this music in is after I did my almost final cut, and I would listen, I would feel here I need this kind of music,
Right.
there I need this kind of music. So altogether, I used 12 or 13 soundtracks. There are variety of them, but not all of them are on Spotify, unfortunately. I hope some of them will be in the future. And they're anywhere from R&B to classical music to music I played to Indian indigenous people drumming, which you have. So let's talk about indigenous. That excerpt is exactly. It's not a recording music. We went to that's October 5th, I remember, my early canvassing days. We marched from 34th Street and went to 59th Street, which is in New York City, in Columbus Circle. When we get there, there was two drummer. They were drumming, and And so their song, actually, this song is on a ch some chart, like number one for a long time. It's called Heading to New Mexico. It's basically they are two Canadian drummer and singers. T. Cloud, the main person, T. Cloud, he wrote the music. And so they were drumming. And I was just filming people were canvassing next to them. So that excerpt was in the movie. And I became very good friends with T. T. Cloud. And so that's a it's a more or less atmosphere music for that scene. Because before that, right, the scene before that, we were actually canvassing in the subway in Harlem, and then eventually you'll see the film. Police drove us away. We cannot be there. So I cut right next to him. T. Cloud was drumming, ball, 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 and then they're singing. It's more like a chanting. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to ask everyone to add this to their playlist here on Spotify. And if you're listening outside of Spotify, we'll have links as well. But T Cloud and Heading to New Mexico here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. This is the first time, Jing, that I've ever had any movie producer on to talk about their soundtrack. So you're the very first. So this is very unique for me. So everyone, please add Heading to New Mexico to your playlist here on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Here we go. Hi everyone, this is Dave from podcast You Jump In On Quick to tell you about TrueMediaSolutions.ca. What is TrueMediaSolutions.ca, you're asking? Well, TrueMediaSolutions.ca is the umbrella that is over all the different podcasts that we do here for you. We have several different podcasts, so if you go to TrueMediaSolutions.ca, take a look and you'll find all of the different podcasts that my wife Jennifer or myself do, either separately or together. Check us out. Find out more about the podcast that we're doing by going to truemediasolutions.ca. We'll meet you over there. See you soon. Okay, everyone, that was Heading to New Mexico. T Cloud, I'm in Canada as well, Ching. So I'm happy to hear that you have a Canadian artist on there. That is makes me so happy. So that was a great song. Thank you for sharing that. Gee, to tell me a little bit more about the soundtrack. How did you find all these great songs? Like, what was your process in selecting and finding this great music?
Yeah, the process is not just one method, multiple methods. One of the thing I did was I know two singers in Yangon. One is from Florida. His name is Henry Duhart. And I canvassed with him in New Hampshire, and
nice.
We live in the same house. That particular house housing as many 15 people or as little 5 people. You know, the host is from Taiwan, and a very strong Yangon. And so I met Henry, and then I interviewed him because I have an interview program. I actually interviewed him in New Hampshire. He's in my film. He's the only African American actually that I interviewed in the film. Yeah. And the others like Asian or Hispanic or people from Mexico, actually Mexico, yeah. So he is a singer also, and he is also running for politician positions in Florida. So he's fascinating to me, and we were in the same car canvassing and knocking on doors. So I asked him, I said, do you have any music I can use in the film? So he sent me 2 or 3. So I picked the one, it's called Him. It's really wonderful. At the beginning of the film, you will hear, and also in the middle. Yeah, so it's R&B. And then I also have another young man, we came together, he's from California. He's a songwriter, Adam Burton. And you know, we get to really know each other really well. We were 2 weeks together in Iowa canvassing. So I said, do you have any music I can use? So he sent me 3 songs. I used
Nice.
2 of them.
Oh.
Other things is from many different sources. I am a musician. I used to play string trio with the trio called Jade String Trio if you go on to the website, we have a JStream Trio website, but it's a little old, you know, I haven't been playing enough. But so I went back to my JStream Trio library and picked, like, I think three songs, not songs, three pieces from it. And instrumental music, you're not supposed to say song, you know, only songs are song.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we used, one is a Chinese folk folk song I arranged from string quartet to string trio called Heart to Heart. That's a beautiful, when Jack is the host who hosted, you know, 15 people in his house, he went on to knock on door and then he was cursed by a white woman, asked him to go back to China, you know, with the F words, you know.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so at the meantime, I play this piece, string piece. It's a folk song and arranged. It's very beautiful. So it's kind of like a counterpoint, that very rudeness to a very sensitive song. And then other, we play Chinese, we also play Dahnani string trio, which is a romantic Hungarian music. I used a little bit. And then the piece you're gonna hear is we have on Spotify is that Paul Chihara's music. Now Paul Chihara, how I met him is a very interesting story. So you see, when I came to New York City, right, like 24 years ago, and I wanted to play chamber music. Chamber music is like a three people, four people, or maybe chamber orchestra.
Yeah.
I already played orchestra, I have a professional orchestra. I don't want to play orchestra that much. So I formed a string trio. Why string trio? Because there's plenty of string quartets there. Why would I want to add another string trio in New York City, right?
Yeah.
There's plenty of great ones. So I formed a string trio. However, string trio repertoire is not as many as string quartet, right? So
yeah.
We would commission people. We would put announcement there. We're calling called score, it's called. And then it's a women's like some movement or giving women composer a grant. So we made a call, say we want a women composer. Anyone have a string trio, please submit to us. And we got a lot of submissions. You know, they all volunteer. There's no money involved because, you know, Dave, a lot of people write music, but nobody plays for them.
Right.
Just sit there, you know?
Yeah.
And guess what? Paul Chihara applied. He said, I am Paul Chihara. I am Asian. Oh, we said Asian female. Yeah, we want an Asian female. He said, I am Asian, but I'm not a woman. Can you look at my score? It was so funny. He's full of humor. And turns out he's a very accomplished composer professor. He teaches at UCLA for like 30 years. He composed like more than 100 film scores.
Wow.
And this string trio, when we get it, it's because we already see so many other works, right? We already play all Beethoven cycle of four string trios Beethoven wrote. And when we got his music, we just loved it. But it's very difficult to play. It's challenge, you know. It's not Mozart easy to put together. So yeah, but we played and he came to our concert, Paul. And yeah, he lives in partially in New York, partially in Los Angeles. So he came and he liked our performance so much. He already have a recording, okay? But he asked us to record for Albany label. So my trio has one commercial recording is playing in his CD. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow.
You should listen to the whole thing. Because on Spotify, I only see movement one and movement two. I didn't see three and four. But it's a brilliant string trio work.
Excellent. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to ask everyone to add this to your playlist here on Spotify and elsewhere. And again, this is something so unique for me, Ching, to have you on again with your background and all the things you've done musically to support the film, obviously, but as well to hear great music. So it's awesome to have you on the podcast. So everyone, please go ahead, add this to your playlist here on the Out of My Playlist podcast. Okay, so I know you're not a musician. I got it. Okay. What if you're just a music lover? Yes. Perfect. You're the perfect person to come on the Add to My Playlist podcast. Share with us your favorite breakup song, your summertime, put the convertible top down song, maybe your wedding song. What was your first dance? Oh, come on, all romantic. Come on, the Add to My Playlist podcast, and share your favorite song and the story behind it. We would love to have you. Yes, you. You love music. Come on, the Add to My Playlist podcast today. Okay. Everyone, thank you for adding that to your playlist on this Add to My Playlist podcast. I love having amazing artists on. Ching, tell me, how long have you been playing music? When did you start?
Oh, thank you for asking, Dave. I started to play the piano when I was 7 because my mother was a professional pianist. She graduated from Shanghai Conservatory of Music, which is one of the best music schools in Shanghai. So because of her, I played the piano, but I wasn't very serious about it. So it was just kind of casually, you know, I can play, you know, that's about it. And then I saw a neighbor play the violin upstairs, same age. I was about 10 or 11. So I thought, wow, violin is cool. There's only one line of music to read. That must be easy, you know, because piano, you have 4 lines, you know, parts.
Yeah.
So I told my mom I want to study violin. So I started to play the violin when I was 11. But those days, wow. Dave, we have not much choice after school activities when I was growing up in China, in Shanghai. So I came home directly, my mom said, from the door, I will directly walk into my violin case and I will practice 3 hours every day. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So by the time I was 15, I joined the Shanghai Youth Orchestra. And then from there, I realized there is an instrument called the viola, because I never even knew there was a viola. Viola is like 2-3 inches bigger than violin and has a medium, you know, alto sound. And I played it. I really loved the sound of it. So I started to play the viola. And eventually, 2 years later, like when I was 17, I won an audition at the Chinese Military Orchestra. So I went to military.
Wow.
So that's how, it's a long story to answer. And then in military, you're supposed to serve like a long time because they nationally audition people. They only pick that year 3 people, 2 violists, 1, was it 2 cellists, 1 violist. Yeah. And then I met a very amazing teacher in Beijing. You know, the military is in Beijing capital. And my teacher said, I cannot teach you anymore after a whole year of teaching me. He said, you should go to United States. Do you have relative in United States? He asked me. I said, I have no idea. Dave, those are 1979. That's a long time ago, you know?
So, wow, so, yeah.
I just reveal my age. And, yeah, it's okay.
We'll edit that out. Okay. Yeah.
I don't tell people how old I am. I thought they were not going to play with me if I tell them how old I am. So my teacher said that you should go to the United States. And then I asked my mother, do we have relatives? So long story short, I applied for school, Curtis Institute of Music, which is the best music school, and Peabody and Indiana Music School. And then I got in all of them. And then the problem is when I left the Army, right, the Army Orchestra, and my sponsor, my relative, decided not to sponsor me because they get little, you know, cold feet. You need somebody to sponsor you those days if you come to study in undergraduate. So I ended up went back to Shanghai and then auditioned for the Shanghai Conservatory of Music, and then became my mom's alumni. So I got into the conservatory. And I studied there for 4 years, seriously, on viola, and then went to Indiana. I got a full scholarship from Indiana. And by then, I don't need a sponsor because you are coming here to do a graduate work. So it's, yeah. Yes. So that's how, yeah, it's a long story. Sorry.
No, it's amazing. I love hearing that. And again, that goes to you speak to your musical pedigree and all of the things that you bring into life. Music touches everything. It's not just something you do on an instrument. I think music is everything about a person. So I love hearing that from you and hearing your story. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and then
So,
after
Jane, tell.
Indiana, I went to I stayed in Indiana for a long time, for 6 years, because my visa, the particular visa I had, I could not work. But until June 4th, 1989, because of Tiananmen Massacre event, and Bush actually gave Chinese student a break, so I actually was able to apply for green card and work visa. So yeah, I got a job with the Phoenix Symphony. So I played with them for 7 years until
Wow.
I decided I need to move to New York City. Yeah.
And here
Yeah.
you are. While we're recording, I've been to New York many times, and I, as much as it seems expected, I heard the police sirens go by as we're chatting. And when I was in New York, it felt like a movie to me to be walking the streets and, doing all that. And I just felt like I was on a movie set. It just there's something about New York. It's so electric and alive, and there's something special about that.
Yeah, and the
So,
energy. I think the energy.
there
And
is.
you didn't hear any siren today. Normally, you will hear, like, we have a police department nearby, also a fire engine house nearby, hospital nearby. So you all, yeah, often
Always.
you hear sound.
It's just the sounds of New
Yeah.
York. And the one thing that sounds the best in New York is you and your music. That's the best sound in New York, I think. So it's great to have you on the podcasting. Tell everybody, how do we contact you? How do we connect with you online? Where would you like to send our listeners?
Oh, okay. For watching my Young Gun Diary, right now, we are very fortunate. We are on Amazon Prime, and you can, look for us. And also for free watching is Tubi. And you can also download the whole film on Vimeo on demand for like $10. And you can go into, that's my own Vimeo on demand. And I do a YouTube, I have, like I said, I have more than, I think today I checked, I have 927 videos on YouTube. That including videos, shorts, and live interviews. I do shorts, only talk about music. I don't talk about anything else. Like how tutorial kind of stuff, like why you rosin the bow. I got a lot of viewers. And changing strings to in front of people, like some people don't know how. And so that's shorts. And then for live, I actually live interview people. I've done 230 episodes since March 2020. Yeah, I would love to
Wow.
interview you.
There you go. I would love to be a guest on your show. That would be amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, just Google, my Young Gun Diary and Google Ching Ju. You'll find enough stuff. Yeah.
Amazing. And if you're on Clubhouse, make sure that you go and follow along and follow Ching as well, because again, when you come into a room, the whole room gets better
Thank you.
by you being there. So
Oh,
I love that.
Dave, I forgot. Clubhouse. I have a host. I've been hosting a Clubhouse house for 2 years. Every Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called Smartphone Video Production. We've been doing it nonstop for 119 weeks. Never stop. One
Wow.
thing, I'm pretty consistent,
There
Yeah.
you go. I yes, you
And
are.
so my handle, mostly my social media handle is Jewel Media. Jewel Media on YouTube,
Okay.
Jewel Media on Instagram, Jewel Media on Clubhouse. And then the other is Ching Ju, like Twitter or whatever. Yeah. Oh,
Awesome.
Facebook.
That's right.
Oh
Yeah, we'll have links to
my God. I need a
everything.
secretary.
Awesome. You do. It's amazing having you on the podcast. I know we've kind of gone back and forth to make today happen, and I'm so honored that you have made time to be with us today and shared your musical expertise and your movie, and we were able to shine a light on some amazing artists that were part of your movie with the soundtrack. So that makes me happy as well that we get to talk about them. So thank you so much for being part of the podcast. It's great to have you
Thank you,
here.
Dave, for having me. That's wonderful.
Everyone, please go check the show notes. All the information is there, and please support music especially local music and amazing artists like Ching. So thank you, Ching, for being part of this.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope to
All
see
right.
you soon.
Awesome. Hey guys, just jumping on here quick. This is the Add to My Playlist podcast. My name is Dave. If you go to our website, truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist, you can now leave us a voicemail and we'll put you on the podcast. Yes, you can be on the podcast. We would love to have you on. Leave us a message when you go there. This is what it sounds like. I recorded one. I'm going to insert it right here so you can hear what it sounds like. Leave us a message. Tell us what your favorite episode was. Who else should we talk about on the podcast? Who should we have as a guest? You tell us. Your voice on our podcast. I love this. Here we go. This is what it sounds like. So I'm over here on truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. I'm on the website for the Add to My Playlist podcast. I see a great video looking for guests. I see all kinds of great stuff here about the Add to My Playlist podcast. And then there's this button. It says, leave us a message. We want to hear from you. A podcast that wants to hear from its listeners? OMG. Yes, you can go to truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. And you can click the link and record a message, which we will include in our podcast. Do you want to hear your voice in the podcast? Leave us a comment. Leave us a suggestion. Hey, if you have a song that you want to hear featured on the Add to My Playlist podcast, record it right here on the website. We'll use you in the episode, and we'll give you full credit. Go to truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. Hit the button. Record a message. And we'll put you on the podcast. Thanks for listening to the Add to My Playlist podcast. So head over to truemediasolutions.ca/add to my playlist. Leave us a voicemail. Very simple. Come on, don't wait. We want to hear from you. Thanks.